Welcome to Foolproof Bites. Now, it's been a couple of years since we were faced with the hurtling reality of a packed December. And I don't know about you, but I am distinctly out of practice. Maybe what I need is a few minutes of walking in the opposite spirit. Rather than stepping up the pace in order to get everything done, perhaps the best thing I could do for my own creative practice is just to have a few moments of mind-numbing, staring into space boredom. Well, that's certainly what Emma Boyd is recommending. Emma is a photographer with a passion for visual storytelling and a background in communications. When not behind a camera, you'll find her with her nose in a book, a fork in her hand, or her feet on a mountaintop. You can connect with her at emmaboyd.co.uk.
I'm bored. It's the refrain of small children all around us. And let's be honest, we're not much better as grown-ups. I'm bored. So I pull out my phone while waiting in line at the supermarket. I'm bored. So I scroll through Instagram while waiting for the bus to arrive. I'm bored. So I play a little Farm Hero saga while the TV rumbles on in the background. My instinct is to minimise my exposure to boredom, but I've come to learn that boredom is a gift, a treasure that I should fight to protect. Because the thing that most nourishes my artistic soul is boredom. I know, it might sound counterintuitive, but boredom is where all my best ideas come from. I think about being 8 years old and riding my bike around and around our house, making up stories as I go. I think about being 18, staring at the stars while lying on the ground outside my family home with my best friend, dreaming of what starting university would look like. Of being 28 and searching for new work-life rhythms. Boredom is the gift that allows us to sit under the questions, as Austrian poet Rilke would say. Boredom means we don't rush to fill the gaps, the small lulls in our day, with more images, more podcasts, more books, more TV, more stimulation, more input. Boredom is giving ourselves the space to sit quietly, to allow our mind to wander. It's in those moments that our brains dream up their own solutions to our boredom. Anyone who's ever sat in an airport waiting lounge and made up stories about the people around them knows this. According to research scientist Sandy Mann, boredom is a search for neural stimulation that can't be satisfied. If we can't find that, our mind will create it. In other words, if we never let ourselves get bored, we're probably never going to solve great problems, come up with great stories, or even just give ourselves a good break. Study after study attests to the importance of boredom. Beyond sparking creativity, it's good for your physical and mental health, your job satisfaction, and your productivity. I hope that when I'm 58, or 88, or 108, I'm still finding new ways to be bored. So the next time you're feeling bored, don't just do something. Sit there.
Oh, lovely challenge to finish with. Don't just do something. Sit there. May you have a little bit of space to do that in the midst of a very hectic season. And may you experience a little bit of that gift that Emma talked about of sitting under the questions. May it spark your own creativity and practice. Look forward to speaking to you on Friday with another bite. Foolproof Bites is created and produced by Fiona Stewart for Foolproof Creative Arts. For more information about Foolproof's work, go to www.foolproofcreativearts.com or follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook.